This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump will host a signing ceremony at the White House today for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain Foreign Minister Abdullatif bin Rashid Al-Izayani will sign the so-called Abraham Accord on the south lawn of the White House. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August the 13th between Israel and UAE, with Bahrain announcing last Friday it will also formally recognize the Jewish state. Under the Abraham Accord, Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to halt plans to annex portions of the West Bank. With the smell of California wildfires in the air, President Donald Trump yesterday ignored the scientific consensus that climate change is playing a central role in historic West Coast infernos and renewed his unfounded claim that failure to rake forest floors and clear dead timber is mostly to blame. The fires are threatening to become another front in President Trump's reelection bid, which is already facing the hurdles because of the coronavirus pandemic, joblessness, and social unrest. His Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, in his own speech Monday, said the destruction and mounting death toll across California, Oregon, and Washington require stronger presidential leadership.
Donald Trump's climate denial may not have caused these fires and record floods and record hurricanes, but if he gets a second term, these hellish events will continue to become more common, more devastating, and more deadly.
Mr. Biden labeled President Trump a climate arsonist.